This is Maverick Marketer, Time to Get Creative, by Bob Johnstone, narrated by Barry Abrams. Time to Get Creative. The book's subtitle is a self-imposed call to action. It refers to those moments when we are called upon to focus energy and imagination to solve a problem or create a new product. Those times can be triggered by personal, organizational, or market threats, or by frustration with the status quo. A creative response to the 1990 luxury tax breathed new life into J Boats, Inc. Frustration with state-of-the-art powerboats led to the creation of MJM Yachts. This is a story about those two companies inventing instant arepas, the bread of Colombia, the path to becoming a Fortune 500 Marketing Man of the Year, and an entrepreneurial foray into eco-psychology with Naturescapes, Inc. Prologue. Of several reasons for this book, the time available to write was at the top of the list. I'm grateful to my son Peter, who purchased MJM Yachts LLC in November 2019. For the first time in 17 years, I had another 14 hours, 7 days a week, freed up for writing, making new friends, and other projects. Others insisted. Writing a story about my life was never high on my list. It took a nudge from Harry Rhine, treasurer of the New York Yacht Club. He was the instigator. It took place on the MJM Yachts display at the 2015 Palm Beach International Boat Show. He urged, "Bob, you've got to tell your story." A year later, at the 2016 Palm Beach Show, I was still immersed in the business and hadn't done any writing. Harry didn't give up, insisting, "Bob, your story needs to be told. I'm not the only one who thinks so. Gary Jobson and Jay Cross agree with me." Those were persuasive seconds to the motion from respected sailing friends who are part of this story. Several other factors convinced me to proceed. A love of sailing. Sailors love stories about boats and learning how specific boat designs were created. I've been blessed with a life involving a series of incredible situations involving boats. This would be an opportunity to share them. Predestination? I filled up my first grade notebooks with drawings of sailboats, each with an RJ on the mainsail. I digested the initial 5 C.S. Forrester Horatio Hornblower novels by age 11. My young life revolved around the next sail. Starting at age 12, I'd go sailing alone for hours. I'd be at peace. It was me, God, and nature. I lived from summer to summer. My drawings became more advanced by the time I was in high school. In mechanical drawing class, I drafted the design of a 52-foot yawl, most likely inspired by similar drawings in Yachting magazine. Many years later, as Reverend Mary's spouse at clergy retreats, I found myself being father confessor to priests. Imagine! After a life of prayer, these senior clerics would confess that their goal upon retirement from the priesthood was to do what I was doing now, to spend time cruising on a sailboat. It's always rewarding to get a high-level endorsement of one's mission in life. Priests weren't the only ones. The late Pete Nicholas, chairman of Boston Scientific, a leading medical supply manufacturer, confessed, "Bob, after this Fortune 500 rat race, I want to do what you're doing." This love of sailing is revealed in my introduction to AMF Alcourt's 1976 full-line brochure, The Fun of Sailing, with photography by Eric Schweikart. 20,000 copies were printed. Sailing is many things. Sailing is solitude and peace. Quiet and motorless, it is the sound of waves and wind, broken occasionally by a gull's cry. Sailing is pride in the accomplishment of simple tasks, satisfaction from feeling one with your boat, leaping over waves or flowing as in a ballet with the subtleties of an offshore breeze. Sailing appeals to all the senses: warm sand between the toes, the caress of sun rays on the back, a
sample complete. Ready to continue?